Welcome to TH Radio, presented by Keris,
Amelie,
Carrie,
Alicia,
Georgia,
Millie,
Ethan,
and Tom.
Today's show is all about feeling safe and knowing where to get help. Coming up,
we visit the police headquarters and meet some of the people and animals that keep us safe.
Our friends at Furno House tell us about safety when they were growing up.
And we've got some cracking mystery sounds for you, so get your ears and brains ready.
Every day we hear about danger.
Accidents.
Fires.
Fights.
Robberies.
Murderers.
Car crashes.
Knife attacks.
Terrorists.
All of these things can make us feel anxious and scared.
In Radio Club this term, we've been discovering that actually our community is a safe and friendly place. The TH team went to the police headquarters at Hinlip and joined a police dog training session. First, one of the officers, Benji, told us about Cooper.
He's actually an absolutely massive dog. It's just because Steve is so tall, he looks quite small, but that is probably one of our biggest dogs we've got on the dog section.
Cooper did some obedience exercises, then another dog called Brock did some agility training.
This is trying to mimic what you might see out in the woods. So he's jumped a fence there. We call that the hurdle, so you might have to jump a stream, something that's a bit longer.
Is that a window here?
You've got it in one, so the police don't often use front doors. We sometimes use windows and smash them in and jump in. So that's to show that. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Then it got really exciting. An officer put on a big padded arm and hid in the trees. The next dog, Titan, was sent to catch him. He grabbed the padded arm and we heard a big bang.
Almost on the floor. So that command that the dog handler gave her, Natalie, said, hold him, and Titan knows, right, time to bite.
How do you know that the dog won't bite your other arm?
That's a very good question. They're trained to bite a right arm because most baddies will carry a weapon in their right hand.
The next dog showed us how police dogs help find missing people. He tracked the person down, then stood by them and barked until his handler arrived. After this, we met a spaniel who was trained to find money.
Stay.
So Natalie is going to get her dog to search around here and search for anything that might be hidden.
And what will she do when she finds it?
Oh, look what she's doing now. What's she doing? So did you see a stare there at the thing? And if we go and have a look, where she's staring? It's a pot of money.
There you go, look at that. How clever is that dog?
And he got straight to it, didn't she?
The dogs were amazing. When they've been put away, we asked their handlers lots of questions.
Do you have to have a dog to work as a dog handler?
To be a dog handler, you have to apply. Obviously, you have to be a police officer first. And then you go through assessments to see if you're suitable to work with a dog and to do the job.
When you got your dog, did you go into training straight away?
Yes, I had him straight away and then I went straight into a 13-week course. I was learning to be a dog handler and the dog's learning as well to be a police dog.
Just before we left, we had to go in the police dog vehicle.
This is the van that we'll use every day. Okay, this is the police dog van that I'll get into in the morning and use. So you see, it's got two cages for two dogs. And they travel in the back of here all day with me.
So now we're going in the driver's seat and turning on the siren.
When we got back from the dog training unit, we thought about what we'd learnt.
I thought our trip to the police headquarters was amazing because I never knew that dogs could keep us this safe.
I never knew that dogs could jump so high, and I never knew that they could save people's lives.
I thought it was really astonishing because Natalie's dog could sniff out money and gun parts so quick.
I loved going to the police station because the dog handlers were actually really friendly, but I thought they would be fierce.
It's amazing to see how police dogs could really affect other people's life and your life. Going to the police station was amazing because it really changed my opinions about dogs, as they can actually keep us safe. Before, I absolutely hated dogs, and whenever I saw one I was really scared, but now I feel more relaxed towards them.
Safety, safety, safe, safe, safe. Safe in our community. Yeah!
The TH Radio team has also been on another visit to learn about community safety. On this trip, we wanted to find out how safe communities were in the past.
This morning, we are going to Fernal House to meet some of the people who live there. We want to find out what things were like when they were growing up.
Did they feel safe when they were young? Did they have people who helped them? We're excited to meet them and hear what they have to say.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, all. So where are you from?
Himlip School.
In Fernal House, we met Barbara, Marion and Gay. When they were growing up, the roads were safer than they are now, and there was a policeman in each village.
My name is Gay and I'm living in Fernhill House.
What happened to you when you were young, when the cars were out?
Yes, I felt relatively safe, to be honest. There weren't so many cars, which was an amazing thing. Now there's so many cars, and they really drive rather fast, don't they?
Did you ever meet a policeman or woman in your community?
I did, actually, because I had lived in quite a small community, and we had a little local policeman that we all knew. And when he was walking about, we thought, here he comes, he's coming to keep an eye on us, which he did.
Barbara told us that she felt much safer today than she did as a child because she grew up in London during the war feeling scared and got bombed.
I feel safer now, much safer than I ever did when I was younger, because there are policemen around, very nice neighbours, and life is safe.
After talking to residents at Fernal House, we decided that our communities are probably safer these days.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Today we're going to play you three different mystery sounds. Listen to them all and see if you can work out what they are. Are you ready? Here they are. Put your hand up if you know any of those sounds.
That's it for our programme on community safety. We hope you enjoyed it.
Stay safe. Goodbye.